The warming weather means that across the country, calorie pear trees are being seen and smelled in their full glory. They started popping up as the street tree of choice in American cities beginning in the 1950s. WESA's Liz Reed reports on one Pennsylvania community that's had enough of the stench.
It's springtime in Pittsburgh, and throughout the city, calorie pear trees are sprouting beautiful white blossoms, and that's just the problem.
This whole place smells like dead fish. Everywhere you see one of these trees with the white on them, they smell like dead fish.
Sheila Titus has lived in her home in the now hip neighborhood of Lawrenceville for 49 years. Two decades ago, her grandson and his seventh grade class planted a row of calorie pears across the street from her house.
They told us they were putting nice trees up with flowers on them, and then they come up with this stinking stuff coming out of them, and oh, God, it was terrible.
Mike Durr is a professor of horticulture at the University of Georgia and an expert on woody plants. He says at first he advocated for the tree.
We thought, gee, this is a panacea. You can stick it in any planting space in an urban situation, in concrete, heavy soils, clay soils, limestone soils, acid soils. It's going to grow.
But Durr says the calorie pear soon revealed its downsides. It stunk, and new trees started sprouting up everywhere, crowding out native species.
I'm not a crazy invasive police kind of guy, but I can see the future, and this tree is, I think, one of the biggest scourges we have.
That's why the calorie pear is now prohibited by the Pittsburgh Urban Forest Master Plan, according to Matt Erb of the nonprofit Tree Pittsburgh.
In the last 5 years through the Tree Vitalized Pittsburgh program, we've planted 23,000 trees throughout Allegheny County, and not one of them has been a calorie pear.
Still, there are thousands of the trees in Pittsburgh, and many more across the country, from New York City to Colorado. Durr says they'll probably never be eradicated, so each spring, Sheila Titus and her daughter Kim will just have to deal with the smell.
We're lucky today. The odor's not as strong as it would be in the house.
You can't leave your car windows open.
We thought it was our dog.
Then, says Titus, the dog died, but the smell remained. For NPR News, I'm Liz Reed in Pittsburgh.